Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Shavua Tov, Roly Marks, how are you this week?
Shavua Tov, I missed you towards the end of last week, but back with a vengeance. Here I am, doing okay.
Okay, so really interesting talk coming out of Israel, Gantz in particular, about assistance to Lebanon, Roline, a country with whom you are at war officially.
Well, we consider each other, you know, not essentially at war, but not friends, but
enemy state.
An extraordinary, extraordinary statement coming from Defense Minister Benny Gantz today. It has been translated into Arabic, saying that as an Israeli, as a Jew, and as a human being, my heart aches seeing the images of people going hungry on the streets of Lebanon. Israel has offered assistance to Lebanon in the past, and even today we are ready to act and to encourage other countries to extend a helping hand to Lebanon so that it will once again flourish and emerge from its state of crisis. An absolutely extraordinary statement coming from our defense minister, but it goes to the tenets of Israel that, you know, make no mistake, we will defend ourselves with everything that we are, but also we will pursue peace with everything that we are. And when we see fellow human beings around the world suffering in any way, Israel is one of the first, if not the first, to offer aid and to respond.
Roline, I think it's really something that unless one makes the effort to see on YouTube or whatever sources it is, just how bad things are in Lebanon, one has no idea. I mean, it has all but collapsed, has it not? People are hungry. The middle class is wiped out. This is a dire situation.
Well, this is a country where now over 50% live below the poverty line. It's actually terrifying, and it's likely to rank in the top 10 and possibly even in the top 3 most severe economic crises in the world since the mid 1800s. Sure. This is according to the World Bank, and the World Bank in a report that they released last month said the increasing dire socioeconomic conditions risk systematic national failings with regional and potentially global effects. And then, you know, you have to look at Lebanon and this and what has happened, and try to fathom how, you know, Hezbollah are trying to, who are a proxy of Iran, are trying to draw Israel into another conflagration, putting their people at risk.
Yeah, we will watch that with great interest because we know just how armored Hezbollah are. Meanwhile, Israelis helping in Florida, also helping now in Cyprus. What's going on there?
Well, let's just update on the situation in Florida. Last night, the authorities detonated what remains of the Champlain towers that collapsed. And I know many people expressed concern that this meant the end of searches and everything. But really, the reality is that they've done it for two reasons. First of all, inclement weather coming in. There's a hurricane coming into Miami. The other is that it will open up more avenues for rescue workers to go in and retrieve the remains of people who've died as a result of the collapse. Today they've already pulled out 3 more people, bringing the official death toll to 27. And I've been speaking a lot to people who are on the ground in Florida. I have to, for a second, just acknowledge the extraordinary work being done by United Hatzolah, by Bell Harbor Shul, by Chabad there, by Kadena, and of course by WITSO USA, who are on the ground in Miami, because this is a community that's extremely, extremely tight-knit. And one of the sentiments that was expressed to me was that there was panic amongst people that the IDF would leave because they thought maybe the detonation meant that the job was done. And what I really took away from the conversation is that no matter what community these people are coming from, Jewish, Christian, Muslim, they feel safer. They feel that they are good, in good hands, when they see that the IDF are on the ground there. The IDF now assisting with over 1,000 rescue workers from the United States and Mexico, also sending in a crack team of search and rescue. But it seems to be that the IDF are the ones making people feel safe and secure. My contact on the ground saying that she had a conversation with one of the Israeli rescue workers who broke down in tears. And you know, we can't forget the emotional toll that it takes on rescue workers as well. But this is the situation. Israel continuing to assist there, not only with Sakra Trauma through our branch of United Hatzolah, but also through our Pikud HaOref Homefront Command Elite Search and Rescue, who brought in a phenomenal tool of intelligence, one that can actually plot exactly where they think people were or are as a result of the collapse. And another area where we are offering our assistance is to Cyprus. Cyprus battling terrible blazes in and around the Limassol area and further into the country. We have sent firefighting teams with flame retardant technology on board, as well as firefighting planes, and very, very heartwarming to see tweets from Cyprus's Ministry of Foreign Affairs acknowledging that this is the work that friends do in a time when friends are in need, and acknowledging the special relationship that Israel has with Cyprus. So this is Israel. This is the Israel we know and love and are extremely proud of, that assists wherever we are needed.
And while Hamas have commenced lobbing incendiary balloons back into Israel, I see that Israel is seeking European donors to help Gaza funding in addition to Qatar. What's in it for Israel? Why are they doing it?
Well, again, you know, we don't want a humanitarian crisis on our border. We've just spoken about the situation in Lebanon. And even though we are in a state of war, really, with Hamas and other terror entities, we are not at war with the people of Gaza. And we remain very, very concerned about the growing humanitarian crisis. I mean, you mentioned that Hamas have this sent in incendiary balloons. They have for 3 days running. Fires started as a result of this, and scientific experts saying that it's going to take years, if not decades, for Israel's land affected by these fires to really recover. But Israel has appealed to European countries to assist Qatar in allowing in millions of dollars into the strip that will help rebuild the strip, that will help with payments of people who've been working and have not received salaries. What many people don't realize is that Hamas takes a lot of the aid that comes in. This is money earmarked for the salary of civil servants, and that is there to pay tens of thousands of families who are in real distress. A lot of the money that comes in is spent on terror tunnels, is spent on weapons of war. And something that's happening that the world is not speaking about at the moment is summer camps. I mean, Hamas happily admit that they are recruiting child soldiers through these summer camps, and nobody is saying boo to a goose, but that is where the money that they receive in aid is going.
Yeah, those summer camps just look like child abuse facilities, teaching children how to shoot Israelis, how to capture soldiers, all this happening to kids aged 11, 12, and 13. It's mind-blowing, Rolene, that this continues.
It absolutely is mind-blowing. You know, I'm still waiting for that expose from the New York Times that says they were just children. You know, the one they did with the child victims of the recent flare-up between Israel and the Gaza Strip. You know, at least two of those children were soldiers, were actually considered terrorists were serving with units firing rockets and mortars. And one child that actually came from another conflict and not from that actual conflict. So I'm just waiting. Anyone from the New York Times listening, feel free to write the front page expose.
Okay. And in 1 minute, talk to us about the escalating situation with COVID in Israel.
Well, we do have a surge of infections coming in as a result of the Delta variant, and it is believed that the surge is as a result of anybody who's gone overseas or has come in and has not been properly tested, observed the proper guidelines, etc. So we are debating whether or not to introduce some restriction because of the surge.
Rolene Marks, great to have you back. We'll chat again tomorrow. Need to tell me well in advance when you're not going to be there on Thursdays, because it's not the same without you.
I'm definitely here all of this week. That I can promise you. Me and my soapbox.